You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere on God's magnificent planet.
That's right. All over the World Wide Web on 1510 WWBC. You can click that link and go right to the Listen Live button and get us on any one of your listening devices. Of course, there you can also find all of our archive shows, which are by date. And, of course, we are here each and every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you can look at any Monday throughout the year. Of course, we share it all on our social media channels, as well as our website, which is cedamediainc.com.
That's right, Miss Ellen. And we've had a very busy weekend. We had the Memorial Day weekend last weekend.
That's right.
And this weekend I worked at our nursing facility. And I'm very grateful to have wonderful guests in studio with us and a relative who's visiting as well. But before we go to our guests, I just wanted to give a shout out to all our sponsors of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends and all the people who support us so that we could be live every Monday and not just help our studio to stay part of community radio here in Brevard County, Florida, but the amount of people that we reach out to that sends us texts and emails and say, well, something you said on your show resonated with me and I was helped in some way, emotionally, physically, mentally, physically. And, you know, we've given so much information on our show about financial literacy or the environment or little things like turning off the water in your shower while you're, you know, lathering your skin to help the environment or picking up your dog's waste so that you don't have all that stuff in the water, nitrogen and phosphorus and whatever. And so people call me and they'll say, you guys, we want to help you to stay on air. And it makes me feel good that we're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right? And for 15 years strong. So we've got on our website, you can search by topic or you can search by name and you can find all of these great interviews that we've done over the past 15 years. It's fantastic.
It
great
is.
Great people we've met.
Yes. And thank you, Danny. Sometimes we always tell people when they do something that's not correct, we need to all start giving out positive vibes as well, right? We hear the negatives all the time, right? So, you know, to start a nonprofit in Brevard, which is there's so many nonprofits in Brevard, you know, you have to be credible. You have to have goodwill, trustworthy, exposure. You have to know your material. You have to know why you're starting the nonprofit and who is it it's helping. Most people have a target audience. And so in our studio today, we've got one of our very dear friends, Christy Stewart, who is the CEO of Love, Inc. here in Brevard Church, the church that helps so many here in Brevard and elsewhere as well. Mm-hmm. Christy's the CEO, and with her is Tanji Combs, and Tanji is the partnership coordinator. Welcome to our show today.
Thank you for having us. Thank
and if you remember, Sita, at the other radio show, the founder, the original founder of Love, Inc., he was actually on the show.
Yeah, Dan Walker.
Dan Walker, like 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Is it possible it's been that long?
I can't. Yes. You just gave away our ages.
No, I didn't. No, yeah. I didn't. We were 12 when we started the show.
There you go. There you go.
And you know, in every community, people give back. They use their talents, gifts, and abilities to give back. And Love, Inc. does it through the love of Jesus Christ and through the church. And I think it's wonderful because right now in our country, we do need faith. Everybody needs faith.
Amen.
And they're going to be on the first segment. The second segment is one of our ABWA sisters. Janice Moya is here. And Janice is going to talk to us a little bit about her nonprofit, Rock Steady Boxing at Advanced Fitness right here in Melbourne. And she will discuss her nonprofit, why she started it, the benefits of it, and get this, folks, how her nonprofit helped people with Parkinson's disease. So Janice, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Glad
yes,
to be here.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's just amazing what people are doing. You get that aha moment that I can do something and help someone, and you do it. So without further ado, let's start with our friend Christy. Thank
Hi.
You. First to begin with, thank you for the prayer this morning. It
oh,
really
so
uplifted my life and so many others. And so tell our listeners a little bit about the mission of Love, Inc. and what bring us up to speed, what you guys are doing.
Yeah, so Inc. is actually in the name of Christ. And we are an international nonprofit. We have been in the United States in Nairobi, Kenya for about 47 years and here in Brevard County for 20 years, which is really exciting. We have 66 partner churches that we work with. And our mission is to mobilize the church to change lives and communities in the name of Christ. So basically, we help people get in their gift set, and that's businesses and agencies as well, to come alongside people in need. You know, people really need that hand up and not the hand out. And so we're making those connections to bringing resources around people in need and really helping them to get sustainable. And of course, sharing the love of Christ with them as well.
Right. And Tanji, as the partnership coordinator, I'm proud to tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends that Tanji, you started out, and we were like, I wonder if she's going to stick around with us here in Brevard. Because, you know, people come to Brevard, and then they're like, oh, I'm going back to Georgia. I'm going back to Tennessee. I'm going back to Utah, wherever they came from. You stuck it out 5 years.
I stuck it out 5 years, and it's been wonderful. It's been fulfilling to be able to be with Love, Inc. and to watch the people who have been in need become sustainable.
And that's the thing, right, Christy? It's people in need. Not only do you guys assist people with Love, Inc., through Love, Inc., who I need, but you're helping people that may not actually be in need at some point, but they want to get an education. They want to move up. They want to get an apartment. They want to live in Brevard and be happy and be grateful and find their purpose in life. So talk to us a little bit about the expansion of Love, Inc. You guys expanded not just in Melbourne, other places
yes,
too.
Yes, yes. We are in the midst of a big expansion. So really what you're referencing is called our life curricula classes. And so they're educational classes. They're mini-mesters, six-week mini-mesters. And right now we have a course called Faith and Finances to help people get sustainable through budgeting. We have a work-life course. And I just want to share real quick, we had a gentleman who graduated from our work-life course that every single week he was going into TD Bank and saying, hey, I would like to be hired here for an entire year. They knew that he had graduated from our course. And then a year later, they invited him in, and he actually just started working there, making 20 making $20+ dollars an hour. And he's got a great opportunity to move up within the organization. So having that foundation of work life and the support of Love, Inc. to come around him and help him on his journey was part of, along with his tenacity, was part of this opportunity for him to get this job. Yeah. But we have a class on boundaries. We're starting a class this summer for 6 weeks. It's a Christian parenting course. We have a class called Change. And that's really a class that really helps you strengthen your inner self, because it's really hard to say I'm in need. And so we really want to help people identify who they are in Christ to really help them as a foundation for their educational journey. Yeah. And yes, we're going all across Brevard County.
Titusville.
Yay! Yes, Titusville. We just got a new partner church in Titusville just last week. So we are moving all across the county. Very excited about that.
Yeah. So, you know, Tanji, when people say we are better together, right? The word together means so many things. But for Love, Inc., it means partnering with businesses,
absolutely,
the school system. Talk to us a little bit about when the Love, Inc. church says, we are in this together. What do you all mean by that? And how are you going about partnering with the businesses and the people? And where do you get your referrals?
Wow. I mean, partnership is so key to what we do. Without our partners, Love, Inc. does not exist. And so when we tell people about what it is that we're doing, they want to help. Oftentimes, people want to help people in need. They just don't know how. So Love, Inc. becomes the vehicle and how people can get involved and really make an impact in people's lives. A lot of our referrals come from our church partners. We make a plea to our church partners, do you know someone? And they will raise their hands and they say, I want to become a part of that. We are a part of the chambers in our community. And so we get a lot of referrals from there. It's about building relationships. Without the relationships, we don't have strong partnerships.
Yeah, and talking about partnerships, we went to your 20-year celebration.
Yes, you did.
And that was amazing. And I think people who did not know about you went to, Ellen.
I did.
We had a great time.
It was a great. And I was amazed at the people walking across the stage that of how many people had a true testimony of what Christ had done in their
Danny
life.
Oh, Danny went too.
And that's right. Danny and his wife were there as well. I was amazed, not just of the stories, but the miraculous jumps, just like you're talking about with the gentleman with the, you know, walking in for a year and this tenacity and the stick-to-itiveness of making sure that they really fulfilled everything that you provided for them. And it was heartwarming. I mean, Sita and I were sitting next to each other, and every so often we're like, you know, little tears falling down our faces of joy and just happiness of the love that was in that room.
Yeah.
And lots of great community partners were there as well.
And the thing is, a lot of people don't see the benefits of a place like Love, Inc. and all the partnerships you have with so many churches in the area instantly. You don't get instant gratification from it, but it's a lifelong journey. You're teaching people how to live in the church.
Yes.
And you're teaching families how to stay together in a time where there's so many difficulties with families. Talk to us a little bit about some of the functions of Love, Inc. and where can someone go to attend one of the services and things like that?
So we do serve all people. And so anybody can call in. Our phone number is 321-253-9542. And you become a client. We walk with you. We look at your needs holistically. We pair them with a mentor. So they have a volunteer who's going to call them weekly, which is a trained volunteer. We train them. And we really help them move forward spiritually, physically, emotionally, and relationally.
Right.
And everyone's journey is different. You know, you may have somebody that is just riddled with anxiety. Well, the first thing we're going to do is get them into mental health counseling, which we're going to pay for. That we're going to work with one of our 9 partners and get them into mental health counseling. So everybody's journey is different. And the timing of that is, you know, we've had folks that are in situational poverty where, you know, they're not with us, but maybe just a few months. And we have other folks that have been on this journey for 2 years before they graduate. So we just meet people right where they are, love them right where they are. And just help them do that.
And Tangie, the church is good because it pushes us to pursue a life of godliness. And like my mother used to tell us all the time, godliness is cleanliness is next to godliness. And I always feel like, you know, I always feel like the church, the temple, the, you know, whatever faith you choose, it does push us in the right direction. And in today's world, you are the outreach coordinator. You're seeing so many things going on in our world today. Talk to us about some of the stories, some of the people, the facts that you know that is happening in our world right now, that why you think people should gravitate towards a place like Love, Inc. and all the churches that they serve and assist here in Brevard.
Absolutely. So Love, Inc. is really a hub of resources, not just for the church, but really for the church to be able to connect people within the community. What we're seeing right now is a housing crisis. We know that there's a housing crisis all over our nation. But what makes Love, Inc. different is that those mentors, who I want to say that we mentored over 1,900 people. They walked with them in need, over 1,900 people last year. And they were able to connect them to the agencies in the city.
Right, to give them the resources that they need.
To give them the resources that they needed.
Yeah, and Christy, oftentimes people say, well, you have a nonprofit, or you have a church, or you're serving the community in some way, but they say, what exactly do you do? And then there's the opportunity for listeners and Viewpoint with Sita and friends to find out that Love, Inc. does so much more than just talk about God and the godliness and why we should pursue a godly life or whatever. you guys do so much in the community as far as the thrift shop.
Yes.
And you give people a chance to, quote unquote, work in the thrift shop, but they're not really getting money back. They're working for a piece of furniture or bed or maybe the rent for something. Talk to our listeners a little bit about that and how the thrift shop, the Love Inc. thrift shop, the new one, yes. You guys moved to a good location, how it's helping our citizens here in Brevard.
Yes, yes. I think we've been in our current location for a little over 5 years. So what you're referring to is we have a voucher program. So our clients can have a voucher where they come in and they shop for what they need. Furniture, appliances, houseware, and clothing, and then they get 80% off of thrift store prices. And if they can't pay that 20%, then they can volunteer at a rate of $10 an hour credit. So really, we're providing a way through the thrift store to help them become a part, play a part in their own solution. But let me tell you, it's a place where the thrift store becomes community. And we have many, many clients that will just come in and volunteer just because they love the people. You feel the love of Christ when you walk in that door. And of course, 100% goes back into loving to help people right here in Brevard County. So yeah, we're grateful for our thrift store. We have a wonderful staff. And we actually are outgrowing our offices, and we're hoping to build into the back of our offices. So yeah, we're growing.
I love the fact that when anyone volunteers, you learn things, skills like customer service, you learn skills like cash handling, you learn things that you wouldn't normally have the opportunity to learn from. So anybody who's coming out of, you know, whether it be poverty or not, there's a lot of people that were raising kids for 18 years and really need to get back into the workforce. And I always say, you know, that's a great way to start, to find a thrift store, to find some place that you can go commune with people as well as learn some skills along the way that are going to be gentle.
Well,
right?
You are nowadays, Lord knows, we need communication skills in these United States of America. Yes. So many, you just said amen to that one.
Amen.
There's so many people that cannot agree to disagree respectfully and be responsible with their God-given voice, right? Like, God give us a voice. He gives us the ability to walk, to talk, to speak, to find our purpose here on earth.
We all have value.
Right. And so many people, they just don't. But I do find that faith, any kind of faith, and I'm not one to preach about anything, but I do know my granddaughter loves Jesus, and I'm proud to say that.
Yes,
and
does.
I find that it has brought her closer to God.
Yes.
And if I close my eyes tomorrow, she has a relationship with Jesus like no other, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what people want.
Absolutely.
But Tanji, we're watching so many families torn apart by, you know, addiction, drugs, alcohol, homelessness, the loss of a job, whatever. And you guys just had a wonderful family experience with Father's Day.
Yes.
So talk to us about how you're getting the fathers involved and the mothers and the children and trying your best through Love, Inc. and your mission to help our community to bring people together.
We are so excited, and we are honored to be a part of Strengthening Families with Impact Ministry in Trey Etheridge. And there's an event coming up on
June 13th.
That event
has not been here
yet.
We're
not
still planning
yet.
This event for listeners. I thought you already, I'm thinking Mother's Day. Mother's Day, we just,
yeah. Mother's Day is coming.
This is June.
This year, my God, it's just flying.
It is.
Christmas
flying.
Is coming. Christmas is coming. So Father's Day is coming up, and that's when you're having this. And we want our dads and moms out there to pay attention and listen.
We want you to come. It's going to be so incredible. Tim Tebow is going to be with us here in Brevard County at the King Center. This is June the 13th at 7 p.m. You can still get your tickets. Tickets are between $40 and $100. But listen, there are codes where you can get 20% off for 8 people or more. And so we want you to come because Love, Inc., we will come alongside families. Fathers are so important to families because they're foundational.
Yeah.
And without a strong foundation, the families are struggling. And so this is part of what we're seeing. And so Love, Inc. decided we're going to come alongside Impact Ministries, who also partners with CETA, who also has Helen's House. I mean, there's so much there for us to be able to get into. But we want you to come out. Bring your dads, bring your husbands, Bring your sons so that you can be encouraged about how to be a good father and how Love Inc. can help strengthen those families in need as well.
So, of course, when people Google this event at the King Center, they're going to want to know, is there going to be food? This whole Brevard likes to eat. Every event you go to, they want food.
I don't think the King Center lets you bring
even
food.
Even when you do,
you have to buy your own popcorn.
So, for the tickets you get, I guess you'll have a motivational speech by Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yes.
And he's a handsome guy. The ladies out there, he's married,
godly
I think.
Godly man. Yes.
We're also going to have Sheriff Wayne Ivey.
Yeah.
That's going to come out and speak. And we're going to have Cav Worship. That's
Church at Vieira.
Church at Vieira's worship team is going to be there as well. It's going to be an entire experience for the family. It's called Grace for the Family Experience.
Right. And, you know, one of the things when you attend any kind of event that's faith-based, such as this one will be, you have great conversations, Christy, with people. The kind of people that you meet there, you're going to walk away, like I did when I met my friend Janice at ABWA. You walk away saying, wow, this wouldn't have happened if I didn't buy this ticket, where so many people put this event together just for me to walk in and make a great connection.
That's right. The Lord has a message for every single person that's going to be in the audience that night. We are so grateful for Impact Ministries and really their mission. And they're sponsoring us today for this show. So that was exciting.
Thank you, Impact Ministries. Yes.
Yeah. So they're really helping men experience God's unconditional grace and the truth about God's forgiveness.
Right.
And walk in freedom.
And one of the things about Love Inc. too, you guys recognize that every individual is unique in their own way. And none of your programs are one size fit all.
That's right.
So, Tanji, you could take this question. To talk to us about the families that come in and a few of the success stories. We heard about the guy, the TD Bank guy, but there are single moms out there that that want help, but there's a stigma attached to reaching out for help, whether it's help because you have an addiction or whether it's help because you're homeless. People, I think what I'm trying, we have to start being non-judgmental. Right?
Yes.
Because when someone needs help, they should not worry about what other people think or other people says. How do we get more people to say, I am in a terrible place in my life right now, and I need Love Inc., and I need the love of Christ or the church to help me, but I don't want people to know where I am?
You know what's important for us is that we are transparent. We have to become transparent in a time where people want you to put up walls. And at Love Inc., we all know that we might be the one that's offering the help that day, but we're receiving the help as well. Whenever we are working with a client, there are times when we receive healing just as the client receives healing. And so we want people to know if you are in need, you have a person that can walk alongside you because we've probably been through it. And so we know the pain. We understand where you are, and we want to be able to connect you to the thing that is going to bring you up and out of where you are currently.
Yeah, so a person shouldn't be afraid to go on your website or call the phone number, which is give us the website to Love Inc., where someone can see all the wonderful things you all are doing in our community and making such an impact as well.
So this is for anybody that even wants to refer someone. You go to loveincbrevard.com. You can click the referral section, and you can put in someone's name that you're working with to refer them. That goes straight to our call center coordinator. She picks up that phone. She receives all of the information, and then she connects them to a mentor that is going to be able to help them get through our intake process. And our intake process is intensive, but it's because we want to know how to help you. Maybe you need a budgeting course. It could be mental health counseling. There are things that the questions that we ask all have a reason. And so we want you to be able to come, not to be afraid. We are here to support you and walk with you 100%.
Yeah. And Christy, why do you think there's such a stigma attached to mental health in our community or just in the United States in general? Because we all know that the foundation for everything starts in the home. Mm-hmm. But not everyone is as fortunate to have a home with two parents, a picket fence, a house and two jobs and people coming home at 6 o'clock eating some pizza and going to sleep. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way for everyone.
Yeah. Well, we're all broken. We are all broken, and that's why Jesus had to come and save us from our sins. And so I think it, you know, one of the reasons it's such a stigma here, I think particularly in the United States, is because we have this persona that we have to be and we have to do and we have to go. And it takes humility to say, I need help, but we need each other. We have to have each other. Healing comes through relationship, and we have to be humble and to be able to say, I need help. And like Tanji said, we were all at that point, and we will all probably be at that point again. I think about myself. I found myself at the food bank. I had a church family that gave me gas cards and food cards to get through that situation. But I humbled myself and said, I need help. And so we all need help at some point or another. And Loving is a place where we can come alongside people and really, really help them get sustainable and share the love of Christ and bring those resources. No, it's impossible for people to know all the resources in Brevard County. We don't even know, but we know most of them. And we want to hear your story. We want to connect you to the right place. And we want to journey with you to freedom.
Well, and I always think of Love, Inc. too. I think that it's not only about the mental stability of folks, but it's also the quick fix mentality that people think, oh, well, I just want to go get that, you know, go to that one thing and get that one thing and then move on. But what you build at Love, Inc. is that sustainability, so that it's not so much what I tell people all the time. It's not so much that you're in this situation now, but how do you teach yourself how to not be in that situation again? Yes. That's the key, right? Because you could find yourself month after month helping somebody financially, emotionally, but if you don't actually get to the root of it and figure out how to really heal those parts, so that way going forward, that you find yourself not only helping yourself and getting yourself out of that situation, but helping others.
I say
all the time, I've been really rich and I've been really broke, and the only reason why I haven't been really broke in a while is because I figured it out, how to figure it out not to be that broken.
Well, and the thing is, you know, we wake up every day, and I'm at a point in my life where two-thirds of my life is done. I'm on my last third, right? Mm-hmm. And every day you wake up, it's a great day. God gives us a wonderful day. And for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Christy Stewart, who's the CEO at Love, Inc. here in Brevard, and Tanji Combs. And one of the great things about Love, Inc. is they mobilize the local churches and even churches in other countries as well to offer a holistic approach to care for people in all areas of life, emotional, spiritual, mental, whatever issues people are having in life. And Christy, we often say, find your purpose in life and go with it. Mm-hmm. And how do we tell other people that, as we say, some people are broken with the last 2 minutes left, but even if you are hurting, even if you are having challenges right now with your marriage, your neighbor, your job, you are still worthy, you're still valuable. How do we tell people that through the love of Jesus Christ, which I'm no preacher, but I did grow up in a Christian country, and I know it does help. How do you tell people that don't be afraid to hold my hand, walk with me, and come to Love, Inc., and let's show you all the services and our mission?
Well, one of the best ways, I think, to get out of a hole is to go and serve others. And so really coming alongside somebody in need and also serving is going to help make that change. And, hey, I could not get through life without Jesus Christ. And so,
and I'm
really
proud of you. You say that loud and clear, and Danny's even nodding. You say that loud
Pastor
and
Danny.
Clear even on your Facebook and everything. And I find of lately when someone mentions faith or God or Jesus or Lord Krishna or Buddha, there are others who are just waiting to pull that person down. And I'm taking a stance that it should not be that way. No. I see. Right, Tanji? Have you seen that too? That people's. Get closer to the mic. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why people do that. I mean, I think we all find our happiness in different sources. And if that's something that having faith brings you happiness and joy, why not share it?
Because people are broken. We go back to the broken points, and it's showing them where they are missing it. They're missing something when they see your happiness and your joy. But that's the thing that is going to be contagious. Don't stop being joyful and being happy. pull those people in closer to you. Share what you have. Because really what they want to know is, where do you get that from? We have people ask us all the time, Christy and I particularly, were you born like that? But we know what Christ has done for us. And so we will shout it from the rooftops, because we've been in low, low places, and he was there. So I want to encourage our listeners, if you're in a low place, you might be tired. You could be weary. Christ is there with you, and he's wanting you to just reach out your hand. He's going to pull you up, and he's going to bring people around you like Love Inc. to help you.
And I just want to add that, you know, when you give your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit, which is a part of God, literally comes and lives inside of you and gives you that power to move forward. It doesn't mean that we still don't struggle. I mean, the Bible talks about we are going to still have struggles, but it's that Holy Spirit that gives us the ability to have that joy and that peace and really, you know, walk forward in that.
Right. And you know, we're living in times when people lose their loved ones. They lose their fathers, mothers. I just saw a child got run over by a car in Daytona Beach in front of the school. And people are hurting, Christy.
Yes.
And so I think to have faith-based organizations in Brevard and in Titusville and all over the world, right here in the United States, not only people should donate money, but you also need volunteers.
Yes.
You need time as well. With the remaining few minutes, talk to us a little bit about the volunteers you need and how someone could sign up either to drive the van, pick things up, work in the thrift shop, whatever it is you need.
Yes. So to volunteer, we make it super simple. You just go right on to our website, lovingbrevard.com, and click on volunteer. We have a very simple process. So we're looking for people that have any type of availability to volunteer. So it could be once a week in our call center. It could be once a month. It could be maybe you have a passion to work with people in person through our educational courses, which is those six-week mini-mesters. It could be that you don't have a lot of time, but you can volunteer at your church to be what we call the ambassador, the liaison between Love Inc. and the church. And then, you know, you can simply, you know, help get your neighbors to go on to our Amazon wish list and, you know, send things that way. You know, mobilizing other people. Of course, in the thrift store, we have a lot of need in the thrift store, and sorting clothes is changing people's lives here in Brevard County.
Literally.
And you can come and give 2 hours a week. We need you. We definitely need volunteers. You know, you mentioned expanding across the county. We are looking for $200,000 of new funders this year to help us really accomplish that expansion. We want to have those life skill classes in the central and the north part of the county. We want to have trained mentors all across Brevard County, because we know that God is expanding what we're doing. And so that takes funds. We know that, right?
And God needs volunteers.
Yes,
he does.
Yes, God needs volunteers.
He can't do it alone. I mean, I have my own questions for him when I finally see him. Yeah. But Tangi, really quick. Sheriff Ivy, you said, is coming.
Sheriff
Tell
Ivy is coming.
Tell us about the event one more time. You know that he's one of my favorite persons.
He is hilarious. If you have not been in any event with him, he's hilarious. June the 13th.
What time?
7 p.m. The King Center. Tim Tebow, Impact Ministries, Cav Worship, and Sheriff Wayne
Ivy. Are we dressing up for this event, guys?
I think you can dress up in your nice jeans and a cute T-shirt.
Are we sitting in the auditorium or in the theater in the back? Where is the event going to be held?
It's going to be in the main auditorium.
Okay. Oh, yes. So it's a sit down.
It's almost 2,000 almost 2,000 people.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And good parking. We don't have to worry about anything.
Like, no worries about parking.
All right, Ellen. Well, we've got our work cut out for us. Yes.
We certainly do. Well, we're going to have to take a quick break and listen to our sponsors. But Tangi and Christy, thank you so much for sharing such great messages and great things about Love Inc. Brevard. Make sure you check out the website. We're going to listen to our sponsors real quick, and we'll be right back with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right after these messages.
Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at Cloud9, that's Cloud number 9, furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud9 Mattress and Furniture.
Are you longing for a taste of Louisiana? Lizette's Cajun Bistro is the place to be. They offer Cajun and Creole staples as well as American, vegan, and vegetarian options. The restaurant is located at 2447 North Wickham Road, Unit 146. All menu items are prepared daily from scratch and made to order. Dine in or take out as well as outside seating. Live music on selected weekends. So the next time you have a taste for Louisiana, stop by Lizette's Cajun Bistro, 2447 North Wickham Road.
Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads. 321-268-5000. 321-268-5000 or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
There's something special about the place we call home. It's the place we live our lives, spend time with family and friends, and make our own. At St. Francis Reflections Hospice, we consider it a privilege to care for you wherever your home may be. We put our hands, hearts, and skills into providing high-quality hospice care in your home. To learn more about how we reflect life, love, and compassion, visit www.reflectionslsc.org.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere, even in Kenya, where they have Love Inc. Is that where you, which country that's you
right.
said it was?
Kenya, right. Yes. That's exactly right. 1510wwbc.com. You can get the Listen Live button and head us on any one of your listening devices. Of course, there is also all of our archive shows on the On Demand button. Each and every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can catch the Viewpoint with Sita and Friends show. And I got to tell you a quick story. I know
hold
we met
on, we don't
Janet.
Have a lot of time because we're short on time for Janice. Hold that story for a quick second. I just want to give Janice her time.
It was about Janice.
Oh, Janice.
So, yeah,
well,
so
yeah.
My friend moved down here from Georgia.
Janice, look at that.
And she's telling me about this rock steady place and how cool it is. And then I find out that Janice is, like, connected to all these musicians I know. So it was like, before you even came, I was so excited about being able to share rock steady boxing with our listeners here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. It's been amazing.
And you do meet a lot of lovely people, Miss Ellen.
I do.
You sure do.
Well, you and I both. We're like, we got a connection going.
Well, here's the thing. I had Janice on my phone under two names. Janice Rocksteady Jim, Janice ABWA. So I've been texting Janice to come on the show, even though she already had a segment that was booked. She probably thought I was nuts.
So welcome to the Nut House.
So for our listeners who are tuning in, Janice Moore is the founder and president of the nonprofit Rocksteady. And, of course, she is an ABWA sister. I met her there. I heard her speak about Parkinson's disease and how her nonprofit was able to help so many patients. And, of course, she's got experience in it as well. She is a therapy aide. So with no further ado, Janice, take it away. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided that you were going to have your nonprofit to give back to Brevard County, Florida.
So when I started doing this, it was just advanced fitness. It was just personal training. I was a physical therapist assistant for over 20 years, and I had to stop. And I retired from that, and I started doing personal training with all folks that were still needed some PT work, but the insurance didn't cover for whatever reason. And I started getting all these Parkinson's people. My father also had Parkinson's, and he had passed away back in 2002. But they encouraged me to go check out this Rocksteady Boxing program. It's it was founded in Indianapolis in 2006 by a young guy who got Parkinson's. And so I started looking into it, and I thought, wow, this is pretty amazing. I'm going to go ahead and try, check it out and go up there. Well, I went there for 2.5 days, and I don't think we all stopped crying the entire time. The program was so moving, so encouraging, and they are all nonprofit as well. So brought the program back here. That was 6 years ago. And then last year, I finally never thought it was going to grow the way it grew. I was just doing a couple of, I thought I had just like a side little thing going on and had like five people join in the very beginning. And then next thing you know, there's 10, and we're knocking down walls where I live. And then
So it's helped. So you saw the medical side of what the boxing did for people with Parkinson's disease.
Yes.
Yes. And so when did you say to yourself, well, wait a minute, I'm onto something here? Because you started getting other people trained to help doing just the same thing you're doing.
Yes. So I ended up having to hire people, and we now have over 75 people. I just did a count today. We have over 75 clients that come 3 times a week, the majority of them. Classes last 90 minutes long. So it's the classes itself, and what is so, why it's so important that they do this, it not only keeps them moving, but it also helps with the camaraderie, the social support they get from each other. They do a support group with each other once a week where they just sit and talk for an hour before class, and they just talk about life and whatever anybody wants to share. And that's been a really great part. And they're friends now. You know, they have a new family.
Yeah.
And that's really
building relationships. And so, you know, so many people, when you say Parkinson's, they think of Michael J. Fox, right? Angie's shaking her head, even though she's got the coughing spill right now. It's okay. You're human. We cough. It's all right. Don't worry. So the thing is, when you say Parkinson's, people think of Michael J. Fox and the jerking movements and the slowness and the slowed speech, the imbalance, the lack of coordination. We all see that, and it's true. Now, with your dad, give our listeners here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends some of the signs and symptoms that you guys went through and how difficult it was once he was diagnosed.
Okay, good. I'm glad you brought that up about the symptoms. So,
yeah,
everyone's so different. You know, everybody's like, oh, it's that shaky disease. And I'm like, well, no, not everybody shakes.
Yes.
Or has tremors. Or so they say there's like 28 now, I believe, of symptoms. And
yes.
My dad started with a sore shoulder. And he was in his 40s at the time, so he was considered a young onset. And it took them over 10 years to diagnose actual Parkinson's back then. I mean, he passed away 20 years ago, so they don't have the... Now the people are getting diagnosed much sooner, and the doctors are actually seeing that the Rocksteady Boxing, or, you know, just exercising, people that exercise are doing so much better than the people that don't. And that's why they're really getting on board with the exercise And there's done studies on the brains of people that do rock steady boxing, and they're actually seeing new neural pathways being made.
I was just going to ask because
in
I
the
know
brain,
with
it's amazing.
Yeah, with other brain diseases that they haven't really done a whole lot of like figuring out what causes it necessarily. They certainly have come up with some ways of coming up with those neural pathways of different ways. The same thing for the heart. You know, if you have heart damage, if you do certain things, there are ways that your body can heal itself. And
just
and
like when
sure
we have a stroke,
around.
You know,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Strokes on one, you'll see the other side of the brain start to take over different things. And our bodies are miraculous.
So is it like routine? It. Like they do like a choreographed type of routine? Because does that help from a brain perspective as well?
So it's always different every time they come. So what they do, they come in, we do a stretching, and then they put their gloves on, and we usually box for about 40 minutes. And we start with just basic, there's four punches, and they have to know you have to be in a certain position for certain punches, and that helps with the cognitive of where's my hand to my foot. So you got the proprioception going on. And then we do cross body, which is letting one side of the brain talk to the other anytime you cross over, you know, one side to the other. So that's just simple explanation
and,
of that.
And where do you get your referrals? You don't only have people who have Parkinson's. They have other diseases as well, or just people who want to come, or is it all Parkinson's?
We are strictly Parkinson's or Parkinson-isms.
Okay.
So it's an umbrella, and it's a lot more complicated with those different people. Sometimes they're lot lower functioning, and the disease just progresses a lot quicker. And everybody's, like I said, you know, the big saying is if you meet one person with Parkinson's, you've met one person with Parkinson's. It's been, you know, my friend Marika said that years ago.
Well, so. Janice Moore, you certainly found your purpose on life. This is amazing because not everybody in Brevard knows about this. I mean, I'm a nurse and I didn't even know about rock steady boxing until I heard you on ABWA. But here's the thing. It's also quite cost effective what you are doing considering the price of drugs.
Yes.
So do you have any pushback whatsoever from people when you tell them this actually works?
In the beginning, of course, there was a lot of skepticism, you know, skepticism.
Skepticism. Say it.
Yeah,
you were the one that says the
word
properly.
Skeptics.
Yes, there were a lot of skeptics, especially the doctors. You know,
they were naysayers.
Because they require us to get a physician release form, and trying to get some doctors are like, well, what is this Parkinson's thing? You know, some person trying to take money from an elderly person kind of thing, you know. But now we actually get full-on referrals right from the doctor as soon as they're diagnosed. And those are the folks that we're seeing more and more of come in that still look just like you and me but have the slight symptom here and there. But because they're being diagnosed a lot sooner before they have, you know, digressed a lot to where you can't come back as much, they're going back to going on cruises again. I've seen people come in with walkers, don't use walkers anymore. Canes, no more canes.
You got Tangie's attention. Look, she sat up straight. So for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Janice Moore, and she's the president of the nonprofit Rock Steady Boxing. But the other thing, what I'm learning and what I heard from you at ABWA, it also helps the Parkinson's patients with coordination. It helps them with contractors, people who have Parkinson's sometimes, because they were a loved one at home and they're not moving around and they're not doing range of motion exercises, they do become contracted. So you're helping them by saying, hey, come to the gym a few days a week, do your exercise. You may still need a walker for coordination and for vision and weakness and tremors, but we could increase your quality of life.
Correct.
So that's what you're doing.
Yes, we have three classes a day, and the morning class and the midday class is my higher functioning. So that's basically there's five levels. One through four is still, you'll still be able to get up and around some. Five is you're pretty much end stage. But we have lots of what we call 1-2s and some 2-3s in the morning and the higher functioning classes. And then we have our 2:30 class, and that's just these guys are just. Not that they're end stage or anything like that. Some of them are younger, some of them are older. It's just they never exercised, or they just have different symptoms that have caused them to lose their balance quicker. So we really concentrate with them as a lot of balance. They still love to do the boxing. We have a ping pong table now, and they love to either sit in that chair and play ping pong, or they'll stand. And they come in there with, some of them will come in with a walker, some with canes, Some even have come in over the years in wheelchairs. I just set everything up. I've got a speed bag that's wheelchair height, so they can go over and they have a blast on that speed bag. So,
but what an ounce of courage and confidence that you give people to be able to do that. Because a lot of folks, I'm sure, when you get diagnosed with something like that, you think, you know, it's pretty emotional, right?
Yeah. And they think they've been given a death sentence.
And you get stuck in your house. So to have something like this, to be able to, again, get the social part of it as well. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about you, but I've had a heavy bag before. I walk out of there like Superman. I'm like chest out. Like,
yeah,
I'll walk
that's what
like,
we see.
Like
that's
I'm
what
in
we
the
see.
Hood somewhere,
yep.
You know?
That's exactly what we see.
And the thing is, you know, we all know the benefits of exercise and yoga and meditation on a normal functioning person, right? You wake up, you go to the gym, you feel va-va-voom, you got that oxygen flowing, everything. But with what you're doing, with the Rocksteady Boxing for the Parkinson's patients, it helps them to sleep better. Yep. It helps them with their private life, which we're on a Christian radio station. We don't want to say too much, right?
I know that
for a fact. They can have fun. They could go on a cruise.
Yep.
You increase their lifespan. So give us some of the success stories. I mean, like you said, you saw people that go on a cruise afterwards. But I'm thinking, like, we get people who are diagnosed with Parkinson's in our nursing facilities or the hospitals, but it really takes education and awareness so that once diagnosed, you know, this is not the end of the world.
Right.
Tell us some of the people that you've spoken with and what is the feedback you're getting.
So that's a little bit two-part there. To get someone into my gym, a Parkinson's person, it's tough. And that's why I'm out doing what I'm doing, to educate caregivers, doctors, nurses, you know, let people know that this program is here. And I just say, come and watch it. You know, come and watch it. And every single, like 9 times out of 10 or, you know, more, 10 out of 10, before the class is even half over, they're like, where do I sign up? Because they see that it's just such a great thing. And so getting them in there, that's what needs to be made aware to, in the communities of what we have to offer to better their lives, like you said, in these success stories, and they're real. They
can go out to eat. They can go to a
they're back
cruise.
Going out with their families. Yeah. I mean, I had one lady come to me and say, I'm moving back home to Georgia to be with my daughters. I didn't want to be a burden to them, but now I want to go spend my time with them.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's
so
beautiful.
Parkinson's actually, I mean, it's about coordination, because some people, after a while, they can't pick up a cup to drink.
Right.
You know, they can't even hold a straw because
well, the unfortunate
you know,
thing is, like what you're saying, Janice, is it's not the same path for everyone.
No, it's not. Correct.
So you don't know, you know, so, you know, with some other diseases that are, you know, life, obviously all diseases are life ending at some point, right? When none of us have a ticket to go any further than what we got. But at the same time, when you don't know what the path is going to be because it's so different, then that's kind of, you know, not uneasy, scary,
yeah,
and again,
Janice,
it kills your confidence.
But Janice, do you see, I've seen with a Parkinson's patient, not everyone have the amount of money that Michael J. Fox had to have a nonprofit, the Parkinson's Foundation, or to give speeches and, you know, make money off of his notoriety, and God knows he's doing a lot for awareness. But not everyone have money for gene therapy, or things like that. Do you see that a lot of the Parkinson's patients that you work with, they also have a lot of mental health issues as well? Because I see a lot of them are on meds to help them to sleep at night and things like that, because they lay awake worrying about what's happening.
Right. You do have a lot of sleep issues, and they also have, quite a bit of depression on some. But we've seen an uptick with better attitudes and happier people just with this program. Like, you know, people that have been with me for 6 years, they just look at me sometimes, they're like, I don't know where I'd be right now if you weren't here.
Right. And who covers the cost of it? Is it private pay or does insurance cover some of it?
We have no insurance. I do have scholarship. I charge a very minimal fee. It's $75 a month for 3 times a week, but those are 90-minute classes. So you have to remember,
that's
they're there
really
with us for a while.
And you know, with so much transportation available in Brevard where people could get someone to pick up someone at home and bring them to the gym 3 times a week. That's the thing that families need to know about. And how can we help you, Janice, on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends to bring more awareness and education to our community that, hey, you might be diagnosed with Parkinson's. You might see the slight tremors and blurred vision and slurred speech and all that, coordination. But there's hope to help you have a better quality of life. How can we help you more? Because I think this is great, don't you?
I really just think, you know, talk about it. You know, don't be afraid to tell people that, you know, about Parkinson's, and we're not Alzheimer's, we're Parkinson's.
Give us the physical address for the gym.
Okay.
And the phone number or the website where someone could contact you.
Okay, so my gym is located on the corner of Sarno and Croton. It's 2176 Sarno Road, Suite 102. And my phone number is 321-693-9246. And the website is rocksteadyboxingbrevard.com.
And it's really easy website. So almost every page has something that you can fill out. And obviously, if somebody responds,
we like those easy ones.
We do.
Yeah. So here's the other thing. Some of the exercises that you give the patients, the families, are there exercises that they can do at home as well? Because I'm sure you give them some homework.
Yeah, if they're going away or something like that, because they're 3 days a week, like I said, for 90 minutes, so they're tired and they usually rest on the 2 days, or I try to tell them to go for walks or do something like, you know, cardio, that kind of thing. But yeah, they can always take stuff home. I've had people say, oh, I went and bought some of those, you know, balance things for my house so I can practice it at home. And if I see somebody needing a little extra, we try to help them, you know, pull them aside and say, let's do this today with you. Let's do that. With our physical therapy background, I just hired another PT assistant, and so that's just two more, you know, another head full of ideas.
Yeah, and yeah, you know, people do shuffle. They have this gait where they shuffle and all. Mm-hmm. Do you take a lot of people in Brevard, they've got loved ones that passed away, and they have equipment to donate and things like that. Mm-hmm. Do you accept donations?
I do. Yes. Yeah. We'll take, you know, a lot of times we get gait belts, some walkers, and usually we just pass them on. You know, if somebody needs it, we just go, hey, we have a walker, use it. And when you're done with it, either bring it back or pay it forward.
And are you partnering with any of the nursing facilities or nursing schools or even the hospital? Sometimes have outreach programs. Are you partnering with anybody to bring more education?
Not
are they pushing back?
Not at this time. Like I said, I just went nonprofit in June of last year.
Yeah.
So we're lucky
to have you on our show and spread the word.
Yes, I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we've got lots of friends that we need to tell these stories to. So,
well, I think like she said, it's the life comes down to education, communication, and awareness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've certainly found your purpose. You're shining when you talk about it. And I think you see a burst of energy as well in your patients.
Yes.
And they give you energy, too.
They do.
Just talking about it makes you radiant. It's wonderful.
So a few more ways for all of our Brevard citizens to be able to, you know, get a help. You know, from all different angles, you know, whether or not you're dealing with a loved one that might be diagnosed with something that's a little scary, or whether you're having a family issue that you really need some help and some prayer with, make sure you reach out to Love Inc. CETA, once again, another fabulous edition of Viewpoint with CETA and Friends here on 1510 WWBC 94.7, 99.9, and 100.7. We are here each and every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in. We appreciate all of the downloads. I think we had 17,000 downloads last week, which is amazing for our little show, our little tiny show. And we thank you again for all of the folks that helped put this together. We will see you next week.